So I know. Sorry, it's such a struggle. It's such a fucking struggle talking to you, because your opinion means so much more to me. It always has. It probably fucking always will. And it makes it so hard for me to be honest, even with myself, regarding you. I know I got drunk that one night, and I know we had a lot of issues before. A lot of issues. I'm not innocent in it at all. You know, I accept responsibility for it. But this is ridiculous. It's been this long, and I still get, like, tongue-tied when I talk about it. And I just, honestly, there's still so much anger in me. And I'm still so just fucking hurt from it, from you, from your fucking bullshit. Like, I don't get it. And trust me, I'm the fucking queen of building walls, but I got drunk one night, you know, pretty much said what was fucking true and what was real, and how, at least how I felt. And the next day you're just like, well, that's it. We're done. It's fine, you know. God, you remember this, I'm sure, how my defense mechanism, my immediate one, is to, like, fucking laugh shit off, or, you know, or play things off, because, you know, because I'm the tough girl, I'm impenetrable, you know. That's why it took us so long to get to where we actually did. And that's my fault. I have my own issues. I have no problem admitting that at all. But honestly, I just want to I saw you the other day, and I just wanted to, that was the first time I'd seen you since then, and I still got that little flutter feeling in my chest, and I hate that just seeing you triggered that, because I don't want that. I don't logically, I know that you are bad for me, and I am worth so much more. But it still happened. Like, I still felt it. And I don't really know how to deal with that. Like, I wish it did work like that, where you can just shut off your feelings I mean, apparently it can from how you've been or how you ended it.
Yeah, like I wish
in some ways, some days I wish that I could just freeze my emotions like that. And I know over the years I've built a slight version of that, you know, just enough to protect myself. Mind you, I know that's not healthy, but it is, you know, it's reality right now. Some days I do wish that I could completely freeze it all off, but I don't want to. I don't want that. I don't want to live in anger and sadness and frustration and, you know, in a constant state of where I want to scream fuck you to everyone. I don't want that. It's not healthy. I know it's not healthy. And I don't fucking want that. Like, I want to be happy. I want to find happiness with someone else. I want to, you know, I want to fucking enjoy life. Like, especially with all the bullshit that's going on out there today. Like, I want to enjoy every fucking minute that I have. So with that being said, I just wanted to say fuck you, but also I forgive you. I forgive me for allowing that to happen, for allowing my self-worth to be questioned. I forgive you for just not handling me the way you should. I forgive you for not treating me the way that I deserve. I forgive you for not understanding that you couldn't treat me the way that I deserve to be treated. That you couldn't love me the way that I deserve, that I should be. And I do honestly hope that you do find someone, you do find some, first and foremost, some happy, some just general happy. Because I realize now what drew me into you before was the darkness. I do hope that you find some light for that, because while darkness can be seductive, it can be beautiful in its own way. It's nothing if there is no light, you know, if there is no positive to all the negative. So that's it. I hope you find your happy, truly. I do.